If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Few minutes, we'll be joined by Lou Merlone. Happy Lou down in Florida. Yes, Fitzy.
Stiz has an update from the social media desk, I believe.
That's right, Nicholas. I was just perusing Instagram, and guess who just followed Patriots quarterback Drake May?
Jordan.
Stephon Diggs. It's all coming together.
I like Jordan better.
It's all coming together.
Am I supposed to think that means he's coming to the Patriots?
It doesn't not mean that he's not coming to the Patriots.
Oh, that I can get on
triple negative.
Yes.
The old triple negative, Stanley.
That doesn't mean that he's not coming to the Patriots.
It doesn't not mean he's not coming.
And you know the worst part of that? I understood him.
I speak Stiz.
You have now worked long. Welcome to my world, Andy. Yeah. You now officially speak Stiz.
No, but this is how I knew that Bill was going to UNC, when Jordan started following all the North Carolina accounts. I knew something. Like, you guys think, maybe not so much Nick, but Andy, you think that that doesn't mean anything, but it definitely does.
Okay, so you're telling me that Stephon Diggs is soon to be the newest member of the Patriots receiving core? That sounds like content. That sounds like content when he signs. That sounds like content when he has a hissy on the sideline and yells at Drake May. Sounds like content when he hits the end zone. Hey, I'm here for it, Fitzy. I don't know if it'll work out great for anybody, but it sounds like content.
Andy, I will tell you this. Drake May is not a serial poster. He's not a me. He's not a Courtney. He's not a Savage. You know, he doesn't overpost by any stretch. So it's not like Steph Diggs is just like perusing Drake May's Insta, like, I wonder if he's worth a follow. Let me give him a courtesy weekend or something like that. I don't know. I'm kind of doing a little math over here. I'm kind of adding some odds and ends, and I think maybe something might be up.
All right, we'll get back to that, because right now we have the best baseball analyst in the business joining us, Lou Merlone. And WEEI's afternoon's spring training coverage is co-sponsored by McFarland Energy, the heating, cooling, and bioheat delivery pros that Eastern Mass and all of Cape Cod depend on at McFarlandEnergy.com. By the E.L. Harvey companies, including Nauset Disposal and Miga Disposal, your local trash collection and recycling providers, and by Aviva Trattoria, Italian-inspired, locally made from fresh, whole, locally sourced ingredients. Lou Merlone, how are we doing down in spring training?
Well, let's see. I don't know, about 70 degrees. I got a big league Wago beyond Nesson tonight at 6:05 with a pig on the mound. I'm feeling pretty good.
That's the good life, Lou Merlone, the life you have earned and deserve, my friend.
I appreciate it, Fitzy.
And I think I predicted it. I said, you know, he used to be known as Angry Lou. I get a feeling when we talk to him at 4:30, it's Happy Lou, because you mentioned it. It's spring training. We're getting close to the opener next Thursday. You're doing games. You got a game for us tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
And most things are kind of coming together for the Boston Red Sox. But, Lou, you know we're not going to start with the positive. You used to sit in this seat and work in this time slot.
Yeah.
So what the hell's going on with the closer situation, and is that going to tear this team down?
Wow. That was Felgarific, Andy. Jesus.
Yeah, I would say, I don't know. You guys saw the comments yesterday from Liam Hendricks.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's pretty realistic that Rollis Chapman will be your closer. And I think that Hendricks sort of Sitchin came in for one hitter, right? Like trying to figure out what that role may be. But we kind of forget the guy missed an entire season because he had cancer and came back into Tommy John, you know? So he needs some time. And maybe you kind of give him that like sixth inning, down a couple runs or down a run. Give him some confidence in him trying to find himself in this first month of the season. But it kind of points to Chapman really kind of taking over that closer role. But I wouldn't be surprised in certain nights where you see guys like Slayton or even guys like Whitlock. To me, all three of those guys are throwing the ball real well. So I know closer by committee nobody really likes, but that's usually because you don't have a single closer and you're just trying to mix and match. But all three of these guys can finish games.
Is the closer for this team long-term on the team?
Long-term, meaning by, like
all
by
season.
September?
Yeah,
or,
yeah,
I think so.
Oh.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised at all if Hendricks sort of all of a sudden wakes up in June and you start seeing 96, 97, and he's dominant in the sixth and seventh, you know, and maybe they make a move. Because it's still there. You know, we'll see what happens.
So, Lou, stop me if you've heard this one before, but Trevor Story, it's a story, a tale as old as time. Scratch from tonight's game. Now the latest, according to reports, is he's got lower back tightness. I'm still hoping against hope. Even Bregman said one of the most important pieces and keys to this team this year is Trevor Story. But with the question marks at second base, and now some of these issues, you know, almost missing every other game or every third game, with some issues over at short, you think there's a chance our guy Marcelo Mayer might make this team out of camp after all?
You know, I don't. You know, unless I don't. Unless it's more serious than that. You know, I think Marcelo Mayer's had an amazing camp, and honestly, of the big three, he looks most comfortable, most relaxed than any of them. Of course, he came in with probably least expectations than any of them because of the injury and the lack of playing time at AAA, but I think his job, and he did exactly that, was to come up and show what he can do. I mean, he's still a very talented guy that, but I still think there's things. You know, you don't just walk into camp and say, you know, you hit good for 4 weeks, everything is fixed. Like, they want to see some things. Last year, he really struggled against lefties. Last year, he really struggled against off-speed. And I'm not so sure 4 weeks dismissed that. They could be happy that he's worked on it and gotten better at it. But I still think they want to just see it a little bit more. Now, if they need him, I think that they're confident that, you know, this is, we're in a pretty good spot because he's still a pretty good player. But I don't see it coming out of camp. But I think you're going to see him before the year's up. I don't think there's any question you're going to see all three of them before the year's up.
Lou, we were talking six-man rotation at some points in the winter and then as we enter. And now it's like, well, they got three and we're kind of figuring out the back end of the rotation. I'm intrigued because I like Steve Buckley like a good local story. You must like a local story because you are one. Sean Newcomb, the kid from Middleborough, sounds like he could be the fifth starter at least to start the season. What have you seen from him and do you think that's what's going to happen?
Yeah, I do, actually. I think last night he threw the ball real well and might have made the team. You know, Richard Fitz is a guy that from day one has kind of taken that job, to me, as one of the fourth starters, or the next guy up, and there's been injuries. So he's on this rotation. And I think between Priester and Newcomb, you know, Priester the last couple of outings looked a little nervous, like a little bit like, wow, I've got a shot at making this team, and it hasn't really been himself. And he's been okay. But I think Sean Newcomb's come here and thrown the ball real well. I think he's another lefty. Could match up well game five out in Baltimore against their lefties. You know, and then you still got two guys coming back in probably 2 or 3 weeks. Now, the thing is that Newcomb's out of options. So you want to call him up for 2 weeks to send him down and possibly lose him in waivers. But I think there's a way to kind of keep him around for a while if he's pitching. Because if Chapman is your closer, Corey's been talking about needing a third lefty in your bullpen. I mean, if starters are healthy and this guy's still here throwing the ball well, you're not going to just lose him and you might be able to move him out there. So I think he's in a good spot to make this team.
Talking to the great Lou Merlone here on WEEI Afternoons from beautiful Southwest Florida, getting ready for a Sox game tonight and tomorrow. Lou, so a lot's getting made of how come the Sox haven't signed Crochet yet? You know, if he pitches a couple of good games and he doesn't want to negotiate, the price is only going to go up. I can understand why they may want to, you know, get a quick little look at how he fares on the road, at home, et cetera. Would you take the risk of signing him, considering he has zero complete games to his name to date?
Yeah.
And how confident are you that he can be the stud we all think he's going to be?
Yeah, if it was up to me, it would have been signed yesterday. But, you know, this really is a situation. It's very complicated because of how good this guy is and how good he can be and how much money he potentially could make in free agency. You know, we're talking about a guy that in 2 years, if he goes out and throws the ball the way he's capable of, could be $35, $40 million pitcher. So do you sit there and say, hey, we'll give you 5 years, 110 at 24, you know, 22 each? You know, like, sure, but do I want to turn down a possibly $250 million more in 2 years? Like, this, and that's the thing. It's not like Bayo, right, who get him for a rookie contract, and is he ever going to be a $40 million pitcher? This guy can be. So as much as you would like to sign him to a deal, he is intrigued about how much money he could make. Not that he needs to leave. He hopes that maybe these guys pony up. But so I'd try to sign him, but it's sort of like he did do it for half a year, right? So I want to give that guy $30 million right now, you know, or I want to see it. Unfortunately, if I see it, he's going to want $40 million. You know, so it's complicated. It's complicated.
So, Lou, we're almost 8 minutes into talking to you about the Boston Red Sox spring training, everything, and we haven't said the name Rafael Devers. And a couple weeks ago, it was like, oh, my God, he was the story. He doesn't want to play DH. He doesn't this, that. Are we not doing our jobs if we're not asking that question earlier? Has he resigned himself to the fact that he's a DH? Is it a non-issue? Where do you think that stands right now?
Yeah, I don't think he's happy about it. You know, I don't think he's ever going to be happy about it. I still think he thinks he can play third base, but I think there is an acceptance at this point. Like, he's your DH, Bregman's your third baseman. And to be honest with you, I know a lot of people are, like, going nuts when he was, like, wasn't playing in games and just taking at-bats in the backfield, and people thought he was holding out or whatever. I kind of felt the opposite. I felt like that was an acceptance of, like, listen, if I'm not playing third and you want me to DH, I'd rather just stay out in the backfield and get five or six at-bats against Crochet and Buehler than get two or three in a big league game, you know? So that was almost like, if this is what I'm going to do, like, if David Ortiz, circa 2010, came to camp and never played in a game but just took at-bats in the backfield, nobody would even think about it because he's a DH.
Right.
So I almost looked at that was the point where he accepted it and just said, just give me at-bats then.
Lou, Jaron Duran said that he was happy moving over to left field so that Sedan Rafaela could play center field and win a gold glove there. And we've kind of knocked this one around a little bit. But, you know, with all the hubbub about when are the kids coming up? Who's playing second? How about Crochet? Why don't they sign him? Who's going to be the closer? Are we potentially sleeping on somebody who, if he's healthy all year and is comfortable, could be a massive addition and upgrade for this team with Rafael in center?
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Yeah, it's interesting because both he and Abreu, like, both these guys come up and play very good defense. And you're like, okay, Labatt, let it develop, and we'll see where it goes. So both these guys, I felt like, had good rookie years. Like, you know, if they were their fourth year in the league and that's who they were, you would start looking maybe elsewhere and think, you know, more potential somewhere. But after 1 year, let them come into camp and see if they can make an adjustment, you know, on what they need to work on. And it's only spring training, but Sadon has looked like he's done exactly that. You know, his at-bats are more controlled. He's actually drawing walks. He's got 6 walks and 3 strikeouts. Like, if you combine, if there's an uptick in his offense with the defense he brings you, then that's something special. Like, you don't want to give up on that. So give him an opportunity to show what he can do offensively. And, you know, if he starts falling back into his patterns of swinging and never getting on base and just sort of swinging at everything and making poor decisions, then, you know, then he might think about what his future may be. But for now, it's like, give him an opportunity to show that he's improved his game.
Lou, as we get ready to watch you on NESN analyze this baseball team over the course of the season, I feel like it literally could be one of the most interesting teams in baseball. The upside, you know, the upside of the rotation, the upside of the lineup, it's like this could be a 95-win team that is a World Series contender. But also, the downside is like, well, if they get a couple injuries and some of the guys you're projecting to do certain things, like Casas hit 40 bombs and 120 RBI, are a shell of themselves, then maybe they're not even a really good baseball team. So what's the biggest strength of this team right now? If you had to pick one thing and said, you know what, they are absolutely going to be very good here, and what's your biggest question mark heading into the season?
I think the rotation is going to be a strength. And obviously we know the first 2 times through there's no Bayo and Giolito. I actually think people are sleeping on Bayo. Like, they just have a bad taste in their mouth with who Bayo is. I thought second half of the year he threw the ball well. And again, third year in the league, let's see what he looks like. But you know, when Bayo and Giolito get in there, and how everybody kept saying Bayo, you got to get 2 starters in front of him. Well, yeah, it seems like they got 3 in front of him now. Mm-hmm. So I just think this rotation is good. And then when you look down at AAA and you've got Fitz and you've got Priester and whoever, you've got depth. I think it's going to be the pitching. But I still think this offense is going to bang too.
Last looks on Walker Buehler. He's been the guy that I've been most excited about. I just have a quiet confidence in him, the same way that he seems to have so much confidence in the way that he's going. Like, he looks like he knows he's got it again. I know he's had a lot of surgeries. Yep. I know he had a rough last year, but then he rounded into form at the end of the season and obviously was great again in the postseason. He's 6 months removed from that. What's your feeling on what kind of season he could potentially have?
It's all about health. I mean, I think he said 30 starts twice in his career, you know, and that's advertised. Like, everybody kind of knows that, right? But as impressive as Garrett Crochet has been just as, maybe more, just in the simple fact of how he's come out here and he looks like he hits every single spot. Like, and mechanically last year, he talked about how he was off and just couldn't find it. You know, and coming back from Tommy John was hard for him. And this year, mechanically, whether everything is kind of in line and correct, but he's putting the ball wherever he wants with power. The breaking stuff is fantastic. He just looks like he's locked in here in spring training. So, but it's going to be, if he gives you 30 starts, you know what you have. You know, is it going to be 16, 18 of them? Good ones. So it's just really about health with him.
Lou, as a guy who remembers Bill Belichick bitching and whining about playing in Mexico, I'm going to ask you a question that I don't know if you can answer freely and honestly right now, but is it a good thing that the Red Sox are going to play some games in Mexico before the season? Are they excited about this? Is AC excited about this? What are the thoughts on the trip to Mexico?
Hey, listen, it's always good to grow the game, right? I think everybody kind of has that feeling, right? But I don't know. We'll see who goes. You know, the first 3 starters aren't going. I know Devers isn't going. We know Story isn't going. Interesting, like Bregman, I asked him why he's going, and he said because it's a great ballpark to hit in, and he just wants to hit lasers. So I was like, okay, like this dude's like a psycho. You know what I mean? He just wants to hit. Every 2 seconds, he just wants to hit. But, I do think it's – I think a lot of guys are wondering about the timing. You know, last year they went to the Dominican Republic, and it was like when they went there and then they came back and had like a week to go before camp ended. This is going right into opening day. And I think that's a little bit strange and odd that people are wondering the timing of it. So are people excited about it? I'm excited to get to Texas. That's what I'm excited about. I can tell you that right now. So hopefully we get through those 2 days and get home.
Hey, Lou, last one. This one came from the text line. It was actually a debate that started on the midday show we carried it over to the top of ours, and now we have to ask you. As inane as it may sound, I think it's a really good question. Text line wants to know, please ask Lou if a catcher is an infielder.
Wow. No.
Thank you. Nailed it, Lou. Expert.
No. Infielders. Infielders are in fair territory.
Thank you, Lou.
They don't sit in foul territory, and they don't catch ground balls. No, he's not an infielder.
Thank you. Nailed it. And just remind us, what position did you play in Major League Baseball?
I was an infielder.
Oh,
I was
thank
in fair
you.
Territory at all times.
Mona Lisa Vito, the expert. Expert witness, Lou Merlone. Thank you for ending that debate that's been going on for hours here at WEEI. Well, are you going to Mexico?
I am going to Mexico. But just keep in mind, it's just one man's opinion. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I'm going to Mexico. We got TC and I got the game covered tonight on Ness, and I'm going to be with Joe Castiglione, Hall of Famer, tomorrow on the radio.
Oh, please tell me, Lou, one request. You know, in the honor and spirit of Remdog, you have to do a Buenas Noches, amigos.
Oh, yeah.
Buenas Noches, amigos. We're out in Mexico. I know, si, big league Wago. We can get that going. We can get that going. Don't forget, too, by the way, next Thursday's opening day. Nessun's coverage starts at 2:30.
Look at this guy. He's a pro's pro. Look at that. Lou Merlone, Nessun, WEEI, Red Sox Nation, and an expert that tells us a catcher is not an infielder. We're done with the topic. Lou, thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you soon, man.
All right, guys. Good talk.
See you, Lou.
You're the best, buddy. Thank you.
He really is the best. And I'm not just saying that because he agrees with me and finalized that a catcher is indeed.
All right. You got time in the commercial break to take your little victory lap in the parking lot.
I want to take the victory lap on air. Lou Merlone, Andy Hart, right again. Up next here on WEEI Afternoon, someplace I'm not right now is my bracket, Fitzy. It's not going well. Picking orange teams named Clemson didn't help me on the opening day of the tournament. Having them go multiple rounds deep really didn't help me on my bracket.
We all know you pick mascots, not colors, Andy. Come on now.
But the real bracket is the one that matters. That's the WEEI Afternoons nickname bracket. There's a bunch of them on Twitter at WEEI Afternoons. We'll update you on how the voting is going and preview where that bracket is going to go next here on WEEI Afternoons. I'm in control.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.